Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 20th, 2025. Today is Thursday in the second week of Lent. This is a reading from Luke chapter 6, verses 35 through 39. Jesus said, "Love your enemies, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap, for the measure you give will be the measure you get back." Here ends the reading. These words of Jesus are simple and straightforward. Unlike plenty of other sayings of Jesus, it's not hard to understand the point he's making. Intellectually, at least, most of us who've been around church for any length of time can receive them as sounding like something Jesus would say. The problem, of course, is that we don't actually believe we can live like this in the real world. In the last few weeks, I've become way too familiar with the word transactional. This is a way of living life, engaging in relationships, and exercising leadership which is always open to deal-making. In short, the transactional person is only interested in a relationship to the extent said relationship benefits their prestige, power, or profitability. The transactional person enters every interaction with the fundamental question, "What's in it for me?" Earlier in the Sermon on the Plain, Jesus enjoins his followers away from seeing other people as mere transactions. "If you only love those who love you, only do good to those who can return the favor, and only lend to those who can pay you back, what good is that to you?" Jesus asks rhetorically. Bottom line is that such behavior is the starting point for human relationships, but not the final destination for the would-be disciple. I'll admit, the directives to love enemies, to do good, to lend generously, to refrain from judging and condemning, and to forgive generously are difficult, if not impossible, to embody day in and day out. We live in times where, if we're not outraged about this or that, people wonder what's wrong with us. To attempt to follow these simple words of Jesus will keep us out of step with a culture that seems to run on mistrust and suspicion. And yet, our call remains. We seek to become people who love, give, lend, and forgive, because these behaviors are at the root of respecting the dignity of every human being. To refrain from passing judgment and uttering words of condemnation is our way of acknowledging that we do not occupy the place of God. In all of our failures and shortcomings, we remember that to live with open hearts and open hands is to live in the assurance that the way of Jesus leads toward a quality of life that can only be described as abundant. Abundant in love, abundant in mercy, abundant in grace, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in you we live and move and have our being. We humbly pray you so to guide and govern us by your Holy Spirit, that in all the cares and occupations of our life we may not forget you, but may remember that we are ever walking in your sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.